What got you into this field? Did you have an early interest in science in your life, or can you talk to that a little bit?
I've always loved science as far back as I can remember. I've always been intrigued by it. Initially, I started off as an undergraduate in college as a physics major. But physics, I found when it got into quantum mechanics, it just wasn't my area of interest. I liked sort of the classical physics, what we would call Newtonian physics or physics of fluids and motion. I always had a love of the atmosphere, and it just so happened that the university I went to, University of Wisconsin-Madison, has a meteorology program. And so once I realized that my love was really classical physics, I shifted into meteorology and have loved it ever since.
And how did you end up in this particular career path?
Well, that's there's a bit of serendipity involved. I was a Master of Science student at Penn State, which is where I got my advanced degrees. And I met a nice young woman who I ended up marrying. And I was basically, we were in a place where staying there for a PhD at that point wasn't really a good choice for us. And so I started looking for a job and ended up sending a resume here to NSSL and got a response and came down and interviewed, and they were nice enough to offer me a job. And since then, it's just been a wonderful fit that I really do feel that NSSL is a great place to work. The opportunities and the excitement here for meteorology are quite outstanding, and I've been very blessed by being here.
Now you're located.